headphones with a wire for my new phone.
She bought.
What accent is that? You heard that too, right?
I'm sorry, I've been talking to too many Brooklyn people today.
That's a Brooklyn Filipino accent. I don't know what's going on there. Good Lord, I'm what's really happening?
It's just a stick. The accent.
I'm walking here. What?
Give me some coffee. I need coffee.
Where's my coffee?
All of a sudden, I'm in The Sopranos. All of a sudden,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
No, guy.
I'm talking about Goodfellas, guy.
I know so many guys like that can take movies. Care of a guy for a guy and a guy who knows a guy.
What's happening here? Good Lord.
Oh my God.
This is going to be the whole show. I'm just going to be stuck with a Brooklyn accent all evening.
Okay. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions on random subjects with interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read to what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
Hey, Tommy.
This is Anna.
Anna, do you have issues with Rachel Segler?
No, I don't. I actually don't think I can talk about it on the podcast because we're going to get canceled.
I liked her in The Ballad of, what is it?
I did like her in that movie.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's where my like starts.
That's fine.
Starts and stops.
I only
she was great in West Side Story.
She was really good in that too.
It's a really good one.
In my opinion, she's a good enough actress for the stuff that I've seen her in. Mm-hmm. I don't know too much about her personal life or whatever. I just know that a lot of people hate her for her comments with Snow White. So after watching the movie and found out that she was also great in it, and the movie is not as bad as they say. It's not great, but it's not that bad either. Jami, did you see it?
No, come on.
Okay.
Ask
me if I've seen it.
Ruthie, have you seen it?
No, of course not.
I'm actually gonna go see it 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
There you go.
I mentioned in the chat that I was surprised that essentially it's another narrative about fighting against the fascist oligarch. So there's that.
With Gal Gadot.
Well, Gal Gadot, and so
which is ironic.
So it is ironic. So especially the whole. So I was curious. Like, so what is this? All this hate that she's been getting. So I wanted to see the comments that she actually said that caused her a lot of the thing. And I want to see if you agree or disagree with what she said. And I guess we might get canceled or not for depending how we answer this, huh? Anyways, when she
any reason to go viral, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Nobody's gonna listen to the show to get viral. So whatever.
Never know. One thing. That's why you gotta go viral with something little, and then that's how you go viral.
Right. All right.
Jeremy has said some controversial things, and we still haven't gone viral.
Lots of controversial things. But
I like big butts, and I can't lie.
I mean, I guess the brothers cannot. So, anyways, when she was first casted as Snow White, first off, a lot of people drew criticism, like, "Hey, she's not exactly white." Mm-hmm. I thought the whole thing was that her skin was white as snow, right? Because she's Latina. And all that
hardy
stuff.
Hardy har har.
That right? was a stupid tree to get.
Yeah, I did not know that the white as snow thing is from the Disney movie and not from the actual original. Apparently, the original was what the movie went with, her mom gave birth to her when in a blizzard that was very snowy and white. And that's why they called her Snow White. It was something like that. You'll see when you watch the movie, Anna. But one of the criticisms that she got was that she criticized the original Disney movie. She said that she found it scary. She only watched it once because it was scary. And that it was like, she goes here to quote, "There's a big focus on her love story with the guy who literally stalks her. Weird, weird. So we didn't do that this time. Right? And we're going to go for a different approach." So a lot of people took issues with that, because you know, people who love something, even from the past, they're very, very protective of it. Nobody can
even though it's
smack.
Problematic.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays you would probably consider it problematic. I never rewatched the movie. I've seen it once in my life. I don't know exactly how true that is, that the prince was stalking her or whatever. I know they met before.
He did. He was.
But then did he only?
She was like singing in a meadow or in the forest in a.
That's
in a
Sleeping Beauty, isn't it? Oh no, they're both also the same.
They're both, yeah. They're both the same. Yeah,
they're all problematic. And she was like coming that's back. The point.
Kept on coming back.
Jews
and then,
wrote all these stories not only 200 years ago, the German version, but also the Disney cartoons. They're all problematic.
It's all silly. Problematic. At least in Sleeping Beauty, the Prince Charming introduced himself. I don't think the Prince Charming in Snow White ever introduced himself. Only when he kissed her to wake her up from sleep.
I don't think it was consent in any of those movies.
Exactly.
There was no such thing as that back in the day.
Dude, it's like consent wasn't even a thing. Not even in the
There's been more consent at drunken frat parties than in these Disney movies. Stop
this
it. What
true.
Are we talking about?
This is true.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Yeah. So, all right, what's next? So there's that, right? And of course, there was the controversy with the Snow White property being live action in the first place. Peter Dinklage famously said, oh, look at them being progressive by casting a Latina Snow White.
That is, of all the things that's surrounding Snow White, I'm not
like,
the exact
that
of it.
One is
this
not...
is the most problematic one. Because he cost,
I know.
Peter Dinklage cost 12 people their jobs, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what the hell?
The little people really community were very upset with the guy.
Man. Yeah.
This guy who gets all the little people work and stuff like that. This guy... Just cost 12 people their jobs.
he's the token little person.
Is that what they were really going for though? See, I don't know the fact behind that actually. But
regardless,
the point is that
they lost their jobs.
Yeah.
But were they even gonna hire dwarves for the roles?
So wait, who did they have for the dwarves? Like not dwarves?
Not dwarves.
The CGI.
They're CGI characters.
Well, it's just, oh my gosh, that is even worse.
Well, the
Why
thing
not
is,
just
the
hire
thing,
actual
the,
people?
The thing, no, the thing is though, is that he was saying that it's kind of backwards talking about like, no, they're saying Disney's having its cake and eat it too by going, oh, look at us, we're progressive. We hired the Latina actress for Snow White when it's traditionally a white girl, but they're still talking about dwarves living in a cave. That's what he's saying, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, and they could have made them a house instead of a cave.
Well, it was a house. It was a house anyway.
Did they end up with any doors? Any little people show up?
Okay,
getting paid.
Okay, I mean. Disney already said it, so it's not really a spoiler unless you haven't heard the thing. But they're not dwarves in the movie. They look like the cartoon characters, but they're not dwarves in the movie. And the reason why I say that is because...
Did anybody ask my question? Did any dwarves get paid?
I'm asking your question. So those seven quote-unquote personalities are not dwarves in the movie. They're magical creatures, right? And the reason why I say that because there's an actual dwarf actor that's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you see those seven personalities with that dwarf character side by side, and they look very different from each other. One looks like a cartoon version of a dwarf, and one is an actual dwarf actor. So by that regard, they're going by, they're not dwarfs, they're magical creatures. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. So besides that, that's probably
the answer. Just one dwarf, one person, one little person get paid. Is that the conclusion?
Yeah.
My whole thing is like, did any little person get paid? And number two, this is the most important one. Can that dwarf person spin this job into other jobs? You know what I mean? The
like
point
Peter
is not just
Dinklage did.
Yeah, exactly. The point is we can't just have one Peter Dinklage taking up all the little people jobs and stuff like that. They need representation. They need other jobs. They need a community. You know what I mean? They need jobs. You know what I mean?
If it means anything, John, mm-hmm. this was a dwarf actor I've never seen before. It isn't any of the famous ones.
Well, there you go.
If that means anything,
the thing is, like,
just
they
made it harder.
They just could have written them differently, like kind of how Peter Dinklage was written into Game of Thrones. Like he had a strong character. It wasn't typecasting, but it's kind of like, you know, you want to play somebody who is of ethnic origin. You play somebody of you know.
Is
you
this
get
person
an
being
actor.
Interviewed? Do you know, well, you guys
Peter,
don't know the guy's name. Does have other
yeah.
things
coming
I
think, yeah. I think we're missing. I think we're missing
really
the point.
Lucky though in Game of Thrones. He's kind of a.
I think I have. We have enough hate to spread out between Rachel Zegler and Peter Dinklage. There's a lot, though.
I think we're missing the point of what Peter Dinklage meant.
Oh. Okay.
He's saying that it's such a stereotype to have dwarf characters living together in a cave mining for stuff.
That itself is a stereotype.
And he says
we're the one that costs people their jobs. Yeah.
I mean, besides the job part, okay, the point is that I get his point, right? Why would you portray a story where the main characters are like a stereotype character? So his answer is that they're not dwarves, they're magical creatures kind of thing.
Because they were actually miners, even in the Disney show,
yes,
they
even
were walking
in
around
one.
With hoes and everything. And
they were mining.
Miners do live in a
miners
cave because they're
mining.
Exactly, miners be mining sometimes for days at a time under.
He's doing mining shit, man. Mines. Peter, get out of the way, man.
And
shut
who
the hell
else
up.
Do they live with but the other miners in a cave?
Leave the miners alone, Peter. You do your own thing, man.
I don't understand.
You worry about you, man. He's worried about you.
We're getting sidetracked with this particular
fight. I don't know if there's everybody's job, but come on, man. Leave other people alone.
All right. Let's blame Peter Dinklage. All right, fine. Yeah. Speaking of jobs, so there was that writer's strike that happened a while back, and Rachel Ziegler supported the strike by being in picket line kind of thing, and she made this quote-unquote controversial segment. And to quote her, if I'm going to stand there for 18 hours in a dress of an iconic princess, I deserve to be paid for every hour that is streamed online, right? So a lot of people got this message of saying, oh, she thinks she's not rich enough. She needs to get paid more. But what she's really referring to...
Anybody needs to get paid and not work for free.
Exactly. That's her point. Obviously, she didn't word it in a way where people got that.
And obviously, just, they're exaggerating or twisting her words and stuff. That's yes.
Why
do people hate her so much?
Because of these things that I'm mentioning right now.
Okay.
Okay. So she said that the Snow White movie originally was problematic. Obviously, people disagree with her. She's saying that, oh, you know, actors should get paid what they deserve. And apparently, people disagree with her. So it's like, what the heck? And then not only that,
because a woman is speaking, that's why.
Because a woman is speaking, right. Yeah. And then there's the controversial about how she's very pro-Palestinian. So now you got the side of the group that are like screw you, you know, we're pro-Israel kind of thing. Yeah. So there's that going against her. Not only that, but Gal Gadot is pro-Israel and she's pro-Palestinian. So...
I would say she's probably anti-genocide, which I think all people should be. I think that's not here or there.
You know, but it's problematic to be anti-genocide.
Yeah. It is. You forgot the Shazam or the Shazam 2 where she's like, she was just like, I just need a job.
Nobody actually
got pissed off.
Nobody actually blamed her for that. That one was actually one of the nice things
I'm saying like she was just like, I just needed a job, but then when the movie wasn't doing well, she got really pissed off and was like, oh, critics are being so mean. Me.
She's very smart.
Well, she's an
I'm just cutting off. The thing is, my impression of her, besides the whole Snow White thing and stuff like that, I claim the pit and all that, because I don't follow it. I didn't follow it that closely because, you know, my nephew's aged out of these Disney movies, and so I have to pay attention to it. But my whole impression of Drake is like, what leading up to this was like, she's very smart and she's very shrewd. And I don't mean shrewd in a negative way. She's very, very, she's very like media savvy. She's very smart. That quote of her not liking Shazam, that saying that she needs a job, was said
No,
she said it right at the premiere, which tells me she actually saw the movie. You know what I mean? She realized it's kind of a dud.
And then she got mad because the critics were panning the movie.
I don't think she's smart.
I don't think she's smart.
No, she's very smart. She saw that movie and she tried to distance herself from it.
She has strong pick-me energy and she needs media training to shut up.
Yeah, well, there is that. I don't disagree with what she said, but I agree with Anna, where she needs to know how to like watch her PR kind of thing.
Yeah.
The other
like,
example.
I think that's what it's starting to sound like what the problem is that she just doesn't say the right things at the right moment and doesn't understand delivery and how it can be spun against her.
Because
if you're actually like taking everything that she's saying, there's actually no problem with it. But like if it's said at the wrong time, it could be misconstrued as something else.
I think she knew exactly what she was saying at the Shazam premiere. She really wanted to distance herself from that movie. She knew it was a dud.
Okay, and then what about the Oscars thing?
Her attacking the critics is attacking the critics and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Not necessarily the audience and stuff like that. But she knew that movie was bad. The other example I wanted to use was like in the whole West Side Story. You know, she was hampered with a guy that was canceled basically for sexual assault and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That she was the co-star to that person and stuff like that. And if you go back and watch all the press tour of that and stuff like that, she kept mentioning her other co-star, Mike Feist, and stuff like that. Like, hey, they're best buddies. I don't know if they're buddies in real life and stuff like that, but who knows? But all she did was talk about him, all her social media was about him, the other, you know, the guy who wasn't canceled, the other co-lead were. And some of that, once I watched the movie, I realized the one that she talked about with like, hey, they're best buddies. She was only like in one scene together. You know what I mean? They barely spent any time on the set together. Is my guess, but whether they're friends or not, I don't know. But still, my whole thing is like she played that very well, about as well as she could get. Yeah, about as well as she could. She could. Like I said, the whole other co-star, the actual co-lead, was very problematic and stuff like that. So I think she's very smart. I think she's very shrewd.
I don't think she's smart. I don't think she. I will say this: her career, like, you know, she got picked out. Like, she's gotten good projects, and things just happen. But like,
that's most actors and stuff. That's they get picked. Yeah. When you're young and hot,
picked out of all these people for West Side Story, and then the movie gets delayed and all this stuff. Like, I mean, I do understand, like, she hasn't had, like, the easiest, because everything, you know, COVID and writer's strike and all that. But then I don't think she's smart at all. Not in the sense of playing the game right with her PR. She is just making it, like, it's not... She's not, I don't know. I'm just
going to
shut up now.
It's like, well, I think what Anna's comparing her to, in a way, is Tom Cruise. Remember?
Is it a cult?
No. Okay, you know, maybe that's a bad example. Okay.
Did they make people disappear?
One more quote that needs to be mentioned that will probably side with Anna more, in my opinion. Okay. Rachel Zegler had a commentary on the election. She's like, F Donald Trump. May Trump supporters and Trump himself never know peace.
Okay.
Yeah. So by that, you know, like, at least 42% of everybody is just against her at that point. Not exactly press savvy.
She's in the heat of the moment. What's more important to her? The health of our nation, or the vitality of our nation, you know what I mean? Or her career. Obviously, in the heat of the moment, she thought, you know, she put out what she thought.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
But this goes with the whole saying, like, you know, celebrities aren't allowed to speak their mind kind of thing. And she's speaking her mind. Now, it doesn't help that she's a female. It doesn't help that she's a minority.
Everybody's allowed to speak their mind.
They speak their mind. You know, there are people, and, you know, it's not I want to say that out loud. I don't feel comfortable saying that, but she's in a far more powerful place. But like, there's also that sort of like sense of be grateful for what you have and don't bite the hand that feeds you. Like,
I have another story about that, but go on.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, okay, like the Oscars thing, I get it. She should have been there. But her going there was going to delay Snow White even more, you know, cause the budget to inflate, all this stuff. She threw a tantrum. She got to go and all this stuff. Like, she just keeps not helping her case in my eyes. I personally, and maybe it's because I'm an older generation, she is young. I would just be like, look, I'm grateful just to be here. Let me solidify my foundation and then I'll feel speaking up, or, you know, like, let me just put my foot down on this industry and go from there.
She has different priorities and stuff. She has enough money in the bank.
She's also messing with her bankroll. I don't
think she said anything or done anything that's so outrageous and stuff like that to warrant anything. This is a fantastic, none of it's not that big a deal and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Who cares? Well, it's like, you know, who cares?
What is this about Rachel Zegler in the Oscars? Wasn't she at the Oscars?
She was filming Snow White, and so she went on a rant on social media.
Was this last year or this year's Oscars?
Like 2 years ago.
Okay. Because I'm sure I saw her this year, but okay.
Yeah, West Side Story was nominated.
I see. Again, so that was
she just started filming Snow White and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, there you go. Rachel Zegler, controversial figure apparently.
Maybe she just wants to voice her opinions. Maybe that's what she holds important. Who cares?
That's important. Yeah. I mean, that's her.
You can dissect and comment about what she says and how she says it, but you can't just, you know, just like, you know.
I don't have to like her.
He doesn't have to. She wants to say what she wants to say. Yeah. Not a big deal.
And I don't have to watch her stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, there are repercussions for speaking your mind, as we all know. And she did like kind of apologize for being so abrupt. Abrupt? What's the word I'm looking for?
Impulsive?
Impulse for being for speaking her mind. I guess she had to apologize, like, for being so strong about it.
For not thinking before she speaks.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, she did actually apologize recently.
All of them, you know. She said for the Trump thing, she said, "Yeah, I shouldn't have added fuel to the fire." She said that for the Snow White thing. Yeah, I respect that movie. I'm very glad for the role, you know, kind of thing. But we're doing something different here, kind of thing. Yeah, so she had to backtrack and all that stuff. I mean, her PR agent probably told her to do that, but she did have to backtrack. And
They should just tell her to to shut the F up because it seems to be a problem.
I don't know, man. We're 20 minutes into this podcast. I have no idea what she did. Just so egregious.
Or maybe it's just like like an accumulation of things that she said that, you know, has gotten her, you know, in trouble so many times.
I think the thing is, though, is that the four of us, I'm including Anna here, even though you don't like her that much, Anna, but the four of us generally agree what she's saying. Yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the people who are really complaining and putting all these hate campaigns against her are clearly the ones who don't agree with her. And those are people that we don't really associate with, don't we? So there's that. So yeah. All right, moving on.
In all, there's no problem.
That's the thing, though. I thought she was like a person that we're supposed to cancel because people hate her so much.
Yeah, telling you, this whole podcast should be on Peter Dinklage. We should be on his ass.
I know. I do agree with that. I think that he cut out his competition. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. He cut her off at the legs.
Damn it. He's being into a joke.
There was a comment online that I saw about Rachel Segler where, like, why isn't she canceled yet? Like, that kind of thing. That's why I had to, like, you know, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see what the hell she said. And then I'm looking at this, and like you, I'm thinking, I don't see anything wrong with what she said.
Yeah.
That was a little bit Peter Dinklage. When things get out, it's just like,
She falls in the same category as, like, a Brie Larson or something. It's just basically people hating just because mostly from the side.
Oh, no, Brie Larson. So. I love her. She can't do nothing wrong.
All right. Here we go. It's the 856th episode of the show, and as of this recording, it's currently 6:48 p.m., March 23, 2025, and where we are. And it's time we take a look and see what's up with the month of March. Because it is the last week of the March.
Wait, the show's not done yet?
Seriously. Oh my God. That's John Meg's joke.
That was just the intro?
I'm exhausted now.
That was a long intro. So there's only a few things that I'm just going to run right through. SpaceX rocket blows up. Okay, there's that. LeBron defends Brony. What's that whole thing, Jiaming, real quick? Can you make it really quick and short?
It's just dumb. It's just that people they love commenting on Brony, where he is in the league and all that stuff. Because the whole thing is they just accuse the Lakers, LeBron, of nepotism and stuff like picking him with the 53rd or 52nd pick in last year's draft and some of that. So anything he does on the court is just they hyper focus on it.
So basically, Nepo baby complaint. Gotcha.
Yeah, basically, yeah. The thing is, the people that are mostly doing this, they're driving because of the narrative. If you don't want to talk about it, just don't talk about it. Talk about the other people that were drafted in that league. And it came to a head. I think we're referring to it. It came to a head where LeBron kind of confronted, quote unquote, confronted one of the sports media guys about this at a Lakers game. It was in between quarters and stuff like that. And then LeBron came over to him, had a talk with him and stuff like that. People captured it on cell phone and it kind of went viral. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Tesla. The whole Tesla thing, you know, the White House car showcase and then the protests against Tesla and then the stocks like tanking and people like burning them up and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's going on. Oh, there's a giant recall with all the Cybertrucks. Yeah. And then the other stuff that I want to talk about, I'm curious to hear if you guys have heard about, the internet gets angry about Shrek 5 teaser trailer? What is that about?
I glanced at it. It's just that they Shrek 5 is coming out and there's a little teaser coming out. They're complaining about the animation. They changed the animation. There's a cyber-second difference between this teaser and the original Shrek from like 20 years ago. So that's what they're complaining.
It looks weird.
Okay, it they look weird. Are they animated bad? Which one is it?
I think it's animated bad. I don't know. Like, I think it's like a downgrade. You know, like you watch Shrek and you're still amazed at how good it looks.
Really?
I don't think it's.
I've seen the first Shrek movies not recently, but kind of glanced at them, and they're the graphics aged. They don't have like the Pixar gleam where they still look good.
Even the original Toy Story has not aged.
Yeah,
exactly.
Even the original Toy Story, that's true. I give up that. Yeah, but the original Shrek you look like it came out from that time. You know, it's like, okay, kind of thing. And I felt like when I glanced at the new teaser, I'm like, oh, that looks smoother. You know, it looks more like modern animation.
I feel like this is why movies should stay in our minds, because like it's better in our minds than when we watch it all over again.
Yeah.
And I will say this.
Yeah, go on.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll say this.
This is from the studio that brought us Puss in Boots, the last Wish.
Oh, no way. It's going to be great.
That's what I'm saying. Faith. Have faith and stuff like that. Puss in Boots is like a complete departure from the previous Puss in Boots and the Shrek movies. It's a complete upgrade and overhaul.
Why does Puss in Boots look better than the Shrek 5 animation, though?
Maybe it's not done yet. It could be. Maybe.
Okay, maybe. I just like there's no face. Like, first of all, we don't need Shrek 5 because we don't talk about Shrek 4. So why are we going to get Shrek 5? And then, I don't know. Okay. I'm not impressed.
Another one that people are like questioning online. I'm not sure if you, any of you guys played the Monopoly app on the mobile app. Neither one of us do, right? No. Apparently, they're releasing a Monopoly version with the board game, but it doesn't come with money.
Huh? Bitcoins? Are they doing bitcoins? Is that what they're doing?
They're forcing people to get the app, and you manage your money through an app while you're playing the board game.
Jesus Christ.
See, that's the reaction that a lot of people had. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, this is like how you teach kids how to count money.
Yeah.
Essentially, right? So, there's that. I mean, I don't know if anybody cares here, but there's that.
It's just dumb. This is dumb. Just, it's a board game. Board game means it's, you know, in the board. Whatever you need to play the game is in the board, right?
Yeah. I feel like this is just them cutting costs. Because it's like, oh, we don't have to print money anymore. We just make the board. And the characters in it, and that's it. Well, then they better charge you less then for the board game because you don't have the paper money anymore.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. There's a story in New York where an NYPD detective, Melissa Mercado, was condemned for pole dancing in a rap video. Have you guys heard about this?
Boo. I don't support this at all.
Yeah, there are a lot of people complaining, like, well, how is she a cop? And she's like dancing provocatively in a video.
Hey, I go the other way, man. Hey, man, just do what you gotta do, man. Bake that bread. You know what I'm saying? This is a sex-positive podcast. At least my portion of it is.
Yeah, I don't know why this is like a nationwide news story, but apparently a lot of people are talking about it.
Don't be so prudish, man. There, you have versions of the story all the time. You know what I mean? Hey, after hours, the school teacher is OnlyFans. You know what I mean? This is stuff like this all the time. If give him a break. You know, don't be such prudish.
So she's still a cop. And she's stripping or like is pole dancing?
In a video. I guess she was hired for the role. And there we go.
Like while she was a cop?
Apparently apparently she was still a cop for 7 years and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's...
Wait, you have a really, Ruthie?
I would say like either do it before or after, you know? Like not while you're supposed to be upholding, you know, community safety.
This is off hours.
It's still you're a role model.
Oh like, wow!
It's like when you're a doctor. Is your like when you're a doctor? Are you actually like just not a doctor just because you're not in a hospital or you're not on the clock?
How is pole dancing affecting her ability to be a police officer?
When I'm not getting paid to be something, I can be whoever I want.
Why are we looking down at pole dancers? Why is that not legitimate work?
Well, if I want to be a pole dancer at night, that's fine because I'm upholding my pole dancer persona. But
I mean, that's fine and all, but like,
obviously,
when you're featured on a video, but you're it's like a little strange, you know? Don't you think?
Well, no, because like a doctor can't be a doctor when he's not at the hospital.
Yeah, it sucks. We should be sex positive, man. We should not. Didn't we all walk Adora? What did Adora not? Why did they make Adora if not for this? You know what I mean? Why is this a shame and stigma against?
I'm not saying it's a shame and stigma. Oh, like, it's just like like you know, there's kids who always like look up.
That's exactly where they go to. The kids. Think about the kids. It's a Simpsons joke. Oh, think about the kids. The community standards. Oh,
well, I'm talking about trans.
Again, see? This is by definition anti-sex work, this is stigma on top of that. This is exactly what they're talking about.
It should not be a stigma to do this.
This is her side hustle.
And I respect the side hustle because in this economy, you gotta do something to get through ahead in life.
So, you know what that means? That just means like they just gotta pay our cops more so they don't have to hustle this hard.
Maybe she just likes it. Maybe what is not a money thing?
What if she just likes it? What if I just like being a pole dancer because I like being up there and getting the attention?
Girl, you know, I'll be throwing ones at you. I'll be the first and
this is very anti-sex work. This is borderline misogyny and some of that. I don't like
it. Yeah. Doesn't jumping become the voice of reason on this podcast? It should not be like
what we're talking about.
What's the guy's name that made Honora? Sean Banks.
By the way, who is not liked a lot, apparently.
His entire film career is based on this kind of negative and the stigma and stuff like that.
Too.
Yeah. These people are people and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like positive. Mm-hmm. Positively. That's what this podcast, at least my portion, my 1/4 of this podcast is about. You know what I mean? There should be no shame for it.
I'm 100% sure I'm going to watch Anora. I'm going to hate it.
Yeah. moving on now. Let's talk about Pokemon. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there is a Cheeto. That's right. A Cheeto. Here we go. That it was found to be shaped like the Pokemon Charizard. And okay. They auctioned it off. This is part where I get.
Oh, I heard this over the phone. Over the radio.
Yeah, it was nationwide news apparently, because that's why I'm mentioning it here. How much? How much did somebody pay for a Cheeto that's shaped like a Pokemon Charizard?
It's gotta be pretty stupid. It's gotta be $10,000 at least.
Yeah, I'm thinking like $7,000. It's a Anna? Cheeto
for a Cheeto shaped mm-hmm. like a Pokemon, mm-hmm. like Charizard.
Yeah, orange, perfect. Yes.
Ooh, at least $100,000.
Oh, and it's closer. It's at $87,840.
No. That can't be real.
Somebody's really rich.
We should just start looking through all the Cheeto bags that we buy instead of eating them.
Maybe the government should crash the economy. There's too much money in the system. There's too much. We have too much money.
Yeah, the rich people are too rich.
Yeah. Apparently.
One rich person or one company that had to go bye-bye is Forever 21. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sad.
Goodbye to you.
To be fair, this is the second time they've gone bankrupt, and they're just doing that to kind of reorganize and stuff. They might not go away.
Can we just
really? Okay.
Acknowledge? Yeah. No, they're going away. Can we just acknowledge the fact that Forever 21 started as this rinkety dinkety little suite in malls with crammed with clothes? And then it became this gigantic billion-dollar industry where you have, like, these gigantic retail stores.
Yeah.
And now all the people who shop there are shopping on Shein.
Yeah.
We all aged out. We're all forever 40 now.
Yeah.
And every time I went in there, everything was so cute. And then you turn around and be like, I like boys. Or I should be, like, at home or something. It's just a stupid thing.
And that's what Forever 21 has realized. They like I said, the second time they filed for bankruptcy, and they're trying to move online. They're trying to be, you know, it might be a little bit too late, but they're trying to be like Temu and all that other.
Yeah, the thing is, like they went from like pretty decent, I wouldn't say like good quality, but they had pretty decent quality and style.
Yeah,
like it was almost H&M, like par with H&M, but like a cheaper version. And their styles were actually like super cute, like in 2010 to like 2013. I bought a lot of their stuff.
Oh my God.
And like they actually lasted for a long time. But now, like, you go in there and it's like, ew, this is definitely Temu or Shein quality. Like, this is gross. Like, I would not be caught dead in this.
Yeah. No point.
But then again, we could have also just aged out. So I don't know.
It's a little bit of both. I really genuinely did try to go. Well, actually, the last time I went in there was maybe before the pandemic.
Mm.
And there was just nothing cute. Mm-hmm.
And it's overpacked with
And the music's so loud and it's so bright in there.
Okay, but you're not old.
I haven't gone to Forever 21 in 21 years. The thing is, though, is that if they're trying to gear towards like teenage fashion, shouldn't it be more like 90s stuff in Forever 21 now, since that's what the kids like nowadays?
I think they caught on to the trend really late, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it is 90s fashion. So I will admit, on Saturday night, last night, I went out and I was like, am I in the 90s? Like, what the hell did I just walk into? But I think they missed the mark.
Like, the thing is, I feel like they could have aged with us. With, you know, their audience. Like, I think
they could have
improved quality. They could have improved the style, the design, and like overhauled the look to like grow a little bit and meet us halfway with millennials, and then also like, you know, be like the older sister for Gen Z.
Do any of us really know what the hell we're talking about? Like Albert just said, what was the last time we actually went into Forever 21, stuff like that? You know what I mean?
Come on, Jamie. The two of them know what they're talking about when it comes to this.
They've been to a mall recently? They've been to Forever 21?
I live right next to a mall.
Good Lord. Because the thing is, my girl told me I had to punch holes in my clothes like 10 years ago and stuff like that. You know, it's been dead for a long time, man. I don't know what's going on. All I know is this is the second time. So if they come out of this one, I'll be surprised.
Okay.
I don't know.
Another thing people were surprised at was the fact that an American influencer almost snatched a wombat in Australia.
I saw that.
Almost what?
Snatched a wombat.
She did.
Snatched?
Yeah.
Snatched?
No, she was driving alongside. She was in Australia doing I don't know. She's doing content and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they were driving through the Outback. I guess it's called Outback. And then with a guy, then she said, oh, stop. I feel a wombat and, you know, the little baby. And so she grabbed it, snatched it away from her.
She kidnapped it.
Yeah, kidnapped it and stuff like that for content. And she put it back.
No.
But the mom was... The mom
very stressed,
very distressed, very upset, and stuff like that. So, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. If you watch the video, it's very distressing. You know, apparently this was a live stream too, right? Yes, and then she, oh look, there's a wombat. Pick up the wombat, throws it to the camera, and then takes it away to her car, right? And they start driving away, and you see the mom wombat like trying to chase it. It's like, what the heck? Yeah. And then she realized, oh look, the mom is chasing us. Oh, kind of like that. And then
iconic behavior, obviously.
Why would they take it in a car and then drive off? They could have just done it there.
No, it's obviously psychotic behavior. You know what I mean? I don't mean to diagnose somebody else, but basically, it's psychotic behavior.
They put themselves on social media and they present themselves like that. They're opening themselves up for all kinds
the
of
inability
opinions.
To empathize with not just people but creatures that we share the planet with is psychotic. You know what I mean? And then, of course, she was a live stream and she posted it. I don't know if the live stream was posted, but she deleted it since then. But it was too late. The people in Australia and everywhere, anybody with any decency that saw it was very upset. I guess she kind of more or less got booted out of Australia and stuff like that. She issued an apology and stuff, but, you know, it's too little too late.
Yeah.
Just psychotic behavior.
Yeah. She tried to apologize and nobody believed it was genuine at all. So it's like, you may as well just not return to Australia. Sorry.
She might not. Mm-hmm. She probably should come back to the U.S.
Well, that's where she's from.
We don't need her. Well, yeah, my understanding is people are not protected by green cards or anything like that. So, you know, why is her citizenship protected and stuff like that? That's my understanding.
Speaking of protection.
People have been kicked out of this country for less. Tattoos and stuff like that, apparently.
All right, moving on. Any of you guys watch Ghost Adventures?
With what?
Ghost Adventures. That reality, quote unquote, reality TV show where people like look for ghosts in places.
No.
Long running.
All the wrong places. No.
Yeah. They never seem to find any ghosts. But anyways, apparently, like one of the stars.
Activity. They just don't have enough, you know, hardship in their life. They need to go find it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is like a $1 million industry for them as far as they're concerned. Because they've been around for like a couple of decades now, right?
Yeah, what people have.
And they still haven't found it. They still haven't found a ghost. 2 decades in, they still haven't found it.
Yeah. They have like no respect for the spirit world.
They're like, we just finished colonizing the world. We need to go colonize the ghost,
the paranormal world.
Okay. So one of the stars of the show, Aaron Goodwin. I don't know who he is. Apparently,
he died and ended up finally on the show. Is that where the story is going?
No, his wife apparently was arrested in Nevada on charges of conspiring to murder her husband or her.
Oh, I saw this.
She was trying to make a ghost.
She was trying to make a ghost. Yeah,
very good for
I know.
So
I support this.
So while
she was just doing her job,
without knowing anything about their marriage, I support her. Now. I'm just trying to help. You know what I mean?
I think I pulled my back laughing at that one.
So while Aaron Goodwin was filming new episodes of Ghost Adventures in California, her husband gave information. Had his information for his locations and shooting times, and she gave that information to the hitman that she paid for to kill the guy.
Oh, is it one of those hitmen that was undercover and stuff?
I don't know, but you know how much she paid for this hitman to kill her husband?
$50,000.
$10,000.
11. So really closer. 11,000.
That's a cheap hitman.
Yeah.
That's the going price for
that's the going price. Hitman, you know?
For a TV star? That's a star is stretching it. But like for a person, for a TV personality, that's low.
That's what happens when you use a discount code on a hitman.
That's what happens when you hire a meth head for to be a hitman.
The quote unquote hitman is undercover. If you go on YouTube, you see a lot of like those.
Like who says I'll kill somebody for $11,000? Like, really?
No, it's a police officer. Because you, like I said, you go on YouTube, you find a lot of these interrogation videos about when they interview the wife and stuff like that. It's usually because they got caught trying to hire a hitman as a cop.
I bet you if she paid at least $20K or $50K, we wouldn't be talking about the story right now.
Yeah. Apparently, she also claims, I don't remember sending the message to kill my husband.
Yeah, because she was sending it to Beyond. She thought he was already dead.
She sent it to a Florida inmate who essentially hired the hitman for her, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, fun fact, they were married in August 2022. And you want to guess where?
2022? And she wanted out after like only less than 3 years?
I don't know.
Vegas?
He must have been
Why would she
want
to kill him?
Jamie, what's your guess?
What was the reason?
No, where did they get married in August 2022?
Oh, let me see, 2022, they're kind of white trash. Yeah, I would say Vegas probably. Or Reno. Mm-hmm.
Anna?
A haunted house.
Close. Haunted mansion at Disneyland.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my God. You can't make this stuff up.
No, that is a comedic bit.
There's got to be a TV movie for this now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And what else do I have here from March?
Can I add a couple things when you're done?
Oh, sure. This is very latest news, and I'll cover it later on. No, you know what? I'm going to skip this. The breakout TV show of March is apparently Adolescence. Any of you guys watch that?
Oh my God. I keep seeing things about it, and I've seen clips, and I don't think I can watch it.
It's in my queue. I want to watch it. I'm keeping myself completely blind of what it's about. I just keep hearing how supposedly this is the show you should watch this month. But I will watch it. Ruthie, did you watch this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. So listeners, Adolescence. You probably watched it before we did. But yeah, that's the breakout TV show. And Jamin, go ahead.
Skype is done. Speaking of things that are going out of business, Skype is done.
No, Skype is done till May. They have till May. They're shutting down in May.
What?
Yeah, May. That's what I'm saying. They're done in May. They announced that they were going to. They announced they were done like late February and stuff. And but officially they'll be done in May. In May.
I was actually going to mention it in May, but yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's sad
that they. I mean, whatever.
Somehow, they have like, what's that expression? They had like a lead where they were on third base and then they still lost in Zoom. So, bye bye Skype.
Skype should have been so like, annoying.
I think their legacy is probably going to be that jingle.
This is how they fumble. They kept with that jingle.
Yeah. I still like it. And the other big news from the end of last month to early March was the Paramount Studio Animated Studio announced the next Avatar cartoon.
Right.
Avatar.
Yeah. They did it,
Seven Heavens. Seven Havens, I think it's called. Yeah. So shout out to them. Looking forward to it.
All right. Anything more?
What else was there? I think that's about it.
And that's what's up with March 2025. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Trends, and YouTube at Stuff Junction. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Letterboxd at Albert5x5.
You can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on the social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
And in Anime Las Vegas, if you're going.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
And you can find me on WonderCon. Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes found at whoatworstwhy.com. Speaking of Anime Las Vegas, you guys gotta get with that cast of Avatar. That's quite something.
We do.
You don't even know? Wait, hold on. Did I get it right? Because I got it from your post.
Really? Okay. I don't know these things. I'm just cheering. I think everything we get is great. You know, we're doing a great job.
Okay, now I'm really curious. Did I see it from you?
Not really, no. No, I mean, I know that there's some big things going on, I believe.
Anime Las Vegas, Instagram, and programming block. Avatar The Last Airbender cast panel. Pretty cool.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That'd be cool. I probably will get to have to miss it because I'll be doing something else, but that's why I don't get hyped up because I know I'm going to be missing it, so I'll be working, so
Yes.
What are you
going to
do?
Did we say this? Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show. It's fun. Did I already say that? I don't remember.
Yep.
I did. Okay. Before we wrap things up, there is one last thing that should be mentioned about March. It is the 5 years anniversary of the COVID lockdowns.
Wow. Oh, wow.
5 years, right? The YouTube, the Instagram channel Shit You Should Care About was like going through their old texts about that era, and it's pretty wild, actually. The stuff they still have here. One of the texts here says, if class gets canceled, I'm going to Europe. Such cheap plane tickets, or maybe Hawaii, right? The other one here says here, talk to me about your opinions on the coronavirus. He goes, I'm not concerned. Take extra vitamin D. An anesthesiologist I work with got me on the vitamin D train.
Yeah, he did.
There's a post here. Three cities joined Wuhan in lockdown as China tries to contain virus. And he goes, this is alarming. And then, oh my word, didn't know this was happening. There's that. Have you guys used or seen the app House Party? It's awesome. We're having a party at 5. You guys remember House Party, the app?
We tried to do that.
Yes.
We tried.
We tried.
We didn't. Yeah. It didn't happen.
It wasn't a party. In the house. No.
It's hard too, like when you live in an apartment building, because like you can't like really rock out and like have loud music or anything like that, because you know, neighbors and all.
Yep. And then one of the most common quotes, messages back then was, what is Zoom? I think she meant zoom into the picture. Yeah. So yeah, 5 years. 5 years since then. That's like high school plus 1 year of college. Imagine that. Wow. That's how I measure things, apparently. But, yeah.
In high school years?
I don't think the number 5 is some sort of large, incomprehensible number that we need to do a high school plus 1. It's only
half a decade.
It's 5 years, man.
Half a decade.
Just look at your hand. You have 5 fingers. That's some crazy number. It's 5. What the hell is happening here?
For people our age, 5 years is 5 years. But for kids, think about it. A whole 4 years of high school.
We should just end the show when we end the show. We don't have to force these bits at the end. That's all I'm saying. 5.
All right. This was episode 856 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening.
Now, how many high school years is that?
Thanks for joining us.
How many times do people go to high school years is that?
Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Worst Fight Production.
The hell is happening?
If you really want to kind of fight that, I mean, this podcast has been 2 high school years.
Oh no,
plus 2 college years.
The hell is happening here?
No, you didn't.